Blessings to Israel presents Discerning the Times, a program committed to encouraging you to view current events through the lens of the Bible. Now, in honor of the one and only true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, please join us for today's program.
We are living in the last days. Say that. Say, I'm living in the last days. If you open your eyes, you can see everything being orchestrated and being played out leading to the end of days. It's right before our eyes right now. And God says, keep reminding the church. There's an urgency, I believe, in the spirit. I believe Satan is urgently pursuing his objectives. And God wants us to urgently pursue his objective. Amen.
Welcome to Discerning the Times. My name is Brian Thomas. Always a blessing to be with you. And this week, we're going to continue our look at the entrance of Antichrist. We began last week by listening to a very powerful message from the same voice that you heard in today's opening clip, which is Dr. Cedric Oliver, the pastor of Embassies of Christ Church in Gary, Indiana, in 2021. So we're going to hear more from him this week. But before we get to that, I want to remind you, as we always do, that your eternal state is far more important than your current state. And that is not to minimize your current state, because what you do in this side of life determines your eternal life. So if you've never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, your fate is the lake of fire, separated from Almighty God for eternity. So I urge you today, if you have never received him as Lord and Savior, if you have never accepted the payment that Jesus Christ gave for all of us when he died at Calvary, shedding his blood for the sins of mankind, I encourage you to come to him on today. He's already paid the price, but you have to receive it. And that is the only way by which you can inherit eternal life. So please come to Jesus Christ on today. All right. So again, we're going to continue our look at the entrance of Antichrist. And we talked last week about the fact that the spirit of Antichrist is in the world today, and it has been in the world for centuries, and it is increasing. We see the influence of it increasing today as we speak. So again, that opening clip was Dr. Cedric Oliver, the pastor of Embassies of Christ Church in Gary, Indiana, and he was speaking in the year of 2021. Now, we listened to him last week. We're going to this week listen to an excerpt from another sermon from that same time period, in which he's speaking on what is taking place in the world during the COVID-19 pandemic and how it is leading up to the entrance of Antichrist. So we're going to listen to this excerpt from Pastor Oliver. It's about 14 minutes long, and at the end of it, I will come back with commentary.
We are living in the last days. Say that. Say, I'm living in the last days. If you open your eyes, you can see everything being orchestrated and being played out leading to the end of days. It's right before our eyes right now. And God says, keep reminding the church. There's an urgency, I believe, in the spirit. I believe Satan is urgently pursuing his objectives. And God wants us to urgently pursue his objective. Amen. In the book of Revelation, turn to put it up on the screen for me. In Revelation chapter 13, I'm going to show you something that is taking place now that is a precursor or preparation for the Antichrist. Revelation 13 verse, we'll start at 16. And the word says, he causes all, both small and great, this is the second beast, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Where we are now, you are beginning to see this being birthed in the earth. All right? We are living in a day now because of the last year and a half and the things that we've gone through. The vaccination or the vaccine has been developed, and now we're living in a day where there is a movement towards mandatory. Okay? Right? Now, I'm not here today to tell you whether it's right or wrong to get it. My purpose in teaching you this is to make you aware of the time that we're living in. Amen? To make you aware of the time that we're living in. Because the Antichrist cannot come on the scene and rule the world until the world is positioned to receive one ruler. Y'all got that? And, you know, we've been living in a world where nations have had individual agendas, but now we have something that has been released in the earth that is causing nations to come together and to be focused. Got it? It's a world thing. And so, you know, it's a precursor, because the mark of the beast says you got to have a mark in your right hand or your forehead or you won't be able to buy or sell. Okay, well, the nation of France has implemented vaccine passports. So you can't go to a restaurant, you can't go to a concert, you can't go to sporting events, anything, unless you have proof that you're vaccinated. What are you saying, Dr. C? These are the beginnings of setting the stage for the Antichrist to come to the earth. Okay, not only is it taking place in France, City of New York mayor has implemented a very similar policy in New York now. All right. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
All right. Why am I teaching you this? Let me hear.
It's the last days.
Am I telling you what decision to make?
No.
I'm just making you aware as the church that we need to understand that we ought to be as urgent as the world is about their agenda. We need to be as urgent about what we do for Christ now, because we see things being set up. All right. The word of God says where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty or freedom. Right. So is it freedom if I'm being forced to do something?
No.
Got it. It's not freedom if I'm forced to. God doesn't even make salvation mandatory. He doesn't do it. And so it says where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty or freedom. So if freedom is being taken away, what spirit is motivating?
Antichrist.
Spirit of the Antichrist. Are y'all with me? This last year and a half has been very sobering for me to see things play out the way that they've been played out. Are y'all with me? And so I'm here to tell you that you must be alert. You must be alert and know that we live in a spirit world.
Amen.
Amen. We live in a spirit world. We don't just live in a world of flesh and blood. And there are spiritual agendas being played out, and we must be aware of them. Amen. This whole thing, there's just something that I'm restless in my spirit about. I'm very restless in my spirit about it. And the reason I'm restless, number one, why are we making something mandatory that 99.7% of the people who contract it recover from it? I could see if 1 in 10 died. I can see if half the people that contracted. But we're talking about something that 99.7% of the people that contracted recover. So why are you making this mandatory? The other thing that concerns me is I question, why am I not allowed to question it? Why can't I ask questions? Because the culture now is you're not supposed to even publicly discuss it. Right? Y'all hearing me? All right? I'm not telling you whether it's good or bad. I'm just laying out what's happening in front of our very eyes that very few people are questioning.
Yes.
No one's questioning it. And I'm like, why? I know why. Because the Antichrist has to get here. And he has to have things positioned for him to come on the scene. So we're not supposed to get on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter. We're not supposed to say anything controversial against it. And we're not supposed to question it.
Come on now.
Got it? You got to ask yourself, why? I'm talking to the church. I hope I'm talking to the church. Okay? Why is there no discussion about treatments? Why is there no discussion about treating this thing? Because if you discuss treatments, then you would not receive emergency authorization to use a vaccine if there is an alternative. That's the policy. Okay? Y'all with me today? I have to. I mean, this thing is on me. Antichrist is real. He's real. And he's got to have a way to get here. He's got to have a way to have all of the nations of the world ready to submit to him. He has to have a way for that to happen. Without that, nations will remain independent. There will not be a global view. You with me? So nobody's talking about treatments. No one. And why, when treatments are mentioned, do we discredit them? Even if you have licensed physicians who have stated, I have treated 300 elderly patients who contracted the disease with a certain medication and 100% recovered. All of them recovered. But if you mention the drug, they'll shut down your account. Everybody say, why? That's why I'm presenting this to you today. The Bible is true. Every prophetic word in Scripture will be fulfilled. The Bible says the Antichrist is coming on the scene. At the beginning of the tribulation, the Antichrist is going to come on the scene. And he's going to wreak havoc for 7 years. How is he coming? He's got to have a way to be able to present himself as a solution. A global way. This is the day that we're living in, and this is what we must be aware of as the body of Christ. That this is the last days. And I know many of you been in church like me most of my life. Many of you are saying, I have heard this last day. We living in the last day. I've heard this since I was a little kid. I did too. But I'm seeing it now. And it's real now. Unvaccinated folks are going to become the new Negroes. I'm telling you the truth. But here's the reality. The reality is we got to know that this book that we've been studying for years is true. And the things that God has spoken in this Bible is the truth. And every word that he's spoken will be fulfilled. And I'm telling you, I'm seeing the day approaching, and I want you to be aware that the day is approaching as well. The Antichrist is like, I'm right on the brink. I have the world where I want them. I have them scrambling for a solution, and they will be positioned to hear what I have to say. Now, here's the good news. Before he comes on the scene, we leave. Why do you say that? Because the Bible says. The Bible clearly says that believers have not been appointed to wrath. When the Antichrist comes on the scene, it's going to be 7 years of wrath. We have not been appointed to wrath according to the Word of God. And the Word of God in 1 Thessalonians 4 says that Jesus is coming. And in the flash, in the twinkling of an eye, we're going to get up out of here. Every word has been fulfilled. And the words of the Antichrist and the rapture will be fulfilled. And I'm going with him. Amen. 1 John 2 and 18 says this. I'm almost done with this portion. It says, little children, it's the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, 1 John 2 and 18, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. That spirit has been released in the earth since Jesus departed. But it is intensifying. Amen? It's intensifying. The Lord said, well, what is the purpose of me addressing this today? So that we are not only aware, but we take action. We're not only aware of the day that we're living in, but we take action. Action number one, as believers, we must make God our highest priority of our life. This is not the time to be messing around. We must make him our highest priority. Amen? The next thing we must do is win as many souls to Christ as we possibly can with the time we have left. Which means we got to quit ignoring our unsaved family members, our unsaved co-workers. God will give you wisdom how to deal with them at work, but we can't afford to ignore them because God has strategically placed us in their lives. He strategically places us in their lives to be a light to them and to draw them to Christ. Because it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen? And action number three, we must live by faith and not by sight, which means we must trust in God's word and not the wisdom of man. Amen?
Again, that was Dr. Cedric Oliver, pastor of Embassies of Christ Church in Gary, Indiana, speaking in the year of 2021. And it is very interesting to look back on what he was stating 2 years ago, as we have seen things transpire. And I totally agree with the pastor that we are living in the last days. I believe we are living in the last of the last days. And as he said, what we have seen take place, I truly believe with the COVID pandemic and so many other things that are happening in the world, is that we are seeing the precursor or the preparation for Antichrist. In other words, the entrance of Antichrist. And I am still flabbergasted when I look back at the fact that so many churches closed for a 99.7% survivable virus. Again, 99.7% of people who contracted this virus survived it, and yet we saw churches throughout the nation, throughout the world, that closed their doors. And I'm flabbergasted by that. The book of Hebrews chapter 10 verse 12, and I've stated this so many times over the past several years, but I have to keep stating it. It reads, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. And the day that is approaching is the return of our great Lord and Savior, our King, Jesus Christ. And again, so many closed their doors without even seeming to give it a second thought, was just so quick to do so. But our Lord said in his word, do not forsake the assembling of ourselves, even the more as you see the day approaching. And folks, that day is approaching. It is upon us, I believe, in the very near future. The book of Romans, chapter 16, verse 11 states, "For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple." There are a lot of people that are being deceived today, and unfortunately it's happening in the church. And that is why we have this program, is to discern the times, to help people discern what is taking place. We have to open our eyes and look at things through the scriptures. 2 Timothy 3:13 says, "But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." And there are certainly people out there who are deceiving many, and many are being deceived as a result of it. And so, as the pastor was stating, mandatory compliance with things like injections is birthing the system of Antichrist, because we do see nations today that are coming together in ways like we've never seen before. And we know the Bible tells us that the Antichrist will have a one world system. And you see that coming together right before us. And as we saw a couple of years ago, vaccine passports, it is a precursor to the mark of the beast. Let me be clear that the passports themselves are not the mark of the beast. If anyone has received that, you have not received the mark of the beast. But these are things that are being implemented that is conditioning people for that day that is coming. 2 Timothy 3:1 says, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come." And folks, we are living in perilous times. We are living in a time when, as the pastor says, that there is a battle that is taking place. There is a spiritual realm that is taking place, because we do not battle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. As Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." And that is why we need discernment. We need to be able to discern how to fight these dark spirits, because you have to ask the question again, why make a vaccination mandatory for a vaccine that you have a 99.7% chance of surviving? And as the pastor said, why are you not allowed to question it? You've seen how people, just by simply asking a question, are these safe and what's behind these, people are just being shut down. People are just reacting angrily to them. And again, folks, it is because of the spirit of Antichrist that is coming in. Globalism is needed for Antichrist. And that's why people need to look at things politically to understand what is taking place, who is on which side, whether they're on the side of ushering in globalism or whether they're on the side of ushering in nationalism or keeping nationalism in place. That is so important for the times that we're living in. But I see most preachers today, most pastors do not seem to discern this. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned." 2 John 1:7, "For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist." Revelation 12:9, "So the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world." So folks, you see deception. That is the theme, deception. Our Lord said in Matthew 5:18, "For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass away from the law till all is fulfilled." Romans 1:28, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind." We see that happening in our world today. And what the Bible says is going to be fulfilled is going to be fulfilled. There is no doubt that it is going to happen. But it should trouble you when you see churches that will open to test for COVID, but would not open for worship. And as Pastor Oliver stated, 1 John 2:18, "Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour." So this was written this scripture that I just shared with you was written nearly 2,000 years ago. So if it was the last hour then, guess what, folks? We're living in the last seconds of the last hour, because the spirit has been here since Christ departed, but it is intensifying. And the world is being conditioning for what Revelation 13 tells us, that no one will be able to buy or sell unless he has the mark of the beast, his name, or the mark or the number of his name. And that is what is taking place. But here's the great thing for those of us who are believers in Jesus Christ. We are gone before the Antichrist comes to power. So we should be looking for the rapture. We should be looking for our great Lord and King. As 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 52 reads, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." And folks, I am looking to that day when we shall be changed, when we will go to be with our Lord and live with him for all of eternity. And that's why we need to share the great news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, with a lost and dying world. We should be excited about these times that we are living in. Well, I'm out of time for this week, but I want to thank you for tuning in. Please come back and join us next week as we continue to encourage you to discern the times by viewing life through the lens of the Bible. Until then, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Bless God's great nation of Israel. And to the only wise God be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Discerning the Times. Please come back and join us next week as we continue to encourage you to view current events through the lens of the Bible. Until next time, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, bless God's great nation of Israel, and seek first the kingdom of God.
Discerning the Times is presented by Blessings to Israel.